We will start the prayer first for Tikkun Azor. Ribbono Alamim v'Adonai Adonim Avrachamim v'Aslichot Miyadim. Anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ravotenu v'kedushah v'shtecha Torata. Shtecha Aviya. Shekavdanu l'Torotecha l'Avodot Avodot HaKadosh. Da'at Alochenu k'Zodot Torotecha. Hakedusha ma'anu ma'chayenu ma'asher asita imanu chesed gedol kadeh. Al ken anachnu mepilim l'Tachnu lefanecha. Shetimchol v'tislach l'kol chatotenu v'avotenu v'ali yehu avonotenu mavdilim b'neinu l'fanecha. Ken yi ratzon lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lo avotenu. כולן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ולבדנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כתוב כזה כסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחירתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, תמותם, תקדושתם, אמר לנו לבנן כאשר דברים אלה, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר, נעים, זמורות ישראל. גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי יתן חומה בפי ודעת ונעה לי רצון ופי, ועיגון לפניך, אדון עצור וגועלי.
Hi everybody, we continue with Tikkun Azor. As you remember, we finished Tikkun 9, we're moving into Tikkun 10. And again, when we talk about Tikkun Azor, we talk, why we call it Tikkun? Tikkun means correction. And the idea of the word correction is to understand that we are correcting whatever need to be correct. So the Shekhinah, the female aspect of God, can go back to be together with the Creator, as Yudke Vavke represent God, the Zer and Pin, the male, Adonai represent the female. Together we have combination that create 91, which is Amen, which is Sukkah. All of that thing need to be eventually combined. This is really the power of Tikkun. Second thing is the entire 70 Tikkunim in Tikkun Azor is taking the word Bereshit, which is one word of the Torah, the first word of the Torah, and it's basically break it down to different words from six letters. So the six letter can be Atar Yavesh or Yereboshet, different words that represent different secret that exists in life. Now, why the first word of the Torah? Because think about it. The seed level of everything is everything. So if you have the seed level of the Torah, which is the first words, that represents everything that's written in the Torah. So let's go now to Tikkun 10. Bereshit notrikan shir ta'ev. Shir ta'ev. Shir means song. Ta'ev means being desire or lust. So the lust of that song. What does that mean? There is a song that you really want. But is that mean about us? No, said Tikkun Azor. Ainu ashir shenemaru ba'abod resha'im rina. There is a verse. That say, "Ba'avod resha'im rina." When wicked people is gone, there is rina. Rina is another word for singing. Rina. וזהו שיר משובח מכל השירים. And this song is better than all the other song. Ta'ev mikol ha'shirim is more desirable than all the other song. ועליו נאמר שיר השירים אשר לשלמה, למלך שהשלום שלו. What is that song which is the most important song? Shir HaShirim. Song, the book Songs of King Solomon. Those of you not familiar with that. Tremendous amount of secret there. But it's the book song, it's Shir HaShirim, the song of all song, Asher LiShlomo, that belonged to the King Solomon. What does that mean? Shlomo. Shlomo, within the word Shlomo, and the word Shalom. Shalom in peace. Meaning, LaMelech Shalom Shelo, to the king that the peace belongs to him. Who is that king? Ainu Ze'er Anpin. The king that we're talking about in the Shir HaShirim, in the Book of Song, is Ze'er Anpin. Kach emidu. Shoel, batai torer ha'shir hazeh? When this song will be awake? Those of you who are familiar with Shir HaShirim, it's almost like a love story written there between Ze'er Anpin and Malchut, or between Kudsha Baruch Hu and the Shechina. Between the male aspect and the female aspect of creation. So, when is that song going to wake up? Ubishi bet yavdu samech mem v'abemunim b'rashayim shelo min ha'olam. The day that those negative forces that are controlling our brain, controlling our self behavior, controlling all the wrong thing of what we're doing, the name is samech mem alef lamed, and his group, okay, when they will be eliminated and gone, then the Shir HaShirim will come into fruition, will come into manifestation. Ta'ev u'melishon ta'afti lishuatcha Hashem v'yeno kebo kelot ha'nefesh. And when we say what is the song that will be desire? It's come from the words from Tehillim, from the book of Psalm, from his father, King David. Ta'afti li shuatcha Hashem. I'm desire, I'm lusting your redemption, God. I'm continuing with Tikkun 10. Ubeta ikatuv, and at that time that the all negativity will be over, it's written, Ubeta I katuv az yashir Moshe. As Yashir Moshe. So the day that all the problem will go away, then we can say as Yashir Moshe. What does that mean? As Sharlo Katuv. As is a word that's connecting to the word of past. It's to say as Shar. Then Moses sang. He doesn't say it. He said then Moses will sing. And the song already happened. It was song that take place when they split in the Red Sea. Ela Yashir. והרי אם ידעו, in the Zohar תרומה, עוד צדיק חד, שעתידים ישראל לומר השירה הזאת לעתיד לבוא. The truth of the matter is, when all the problem will be end, then Israel, Israelite, will sing that song, or will say that song, to the future. ושיר זה המתחיל באז, דיינו, אז אמר שלמה. What does it start with the word אז? אז, then. It say, as Amar Shlomo, there is also a place that say, then Shlomo was saying, וכן, as ידבר Yoshua, or it's all about Joshua, then Joshua spoke, עולה בפה, היינו מלכות שנקראת פה, ונקראת רוח הקודש. When we are talking about, as, when we talk about then, we are talking about the פה. And we know when we talk about the mouth, there's the מלכות of the panim, the מלכות of the face. And the מלכות of the face, okay, will be the Peh, which is Malchut, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, will come from that. אבל שיר סתם, ובדי חוכמת שלמה. היינו מלכות שנקרא קודש כמו חוכמה העליונה. But when we talk about just a song, like שיר השירים, not as Yashir. As Yashir, it doesn't say שיר השירים אשר למשה. It doesn't say song of song for Moshe. It doesn't say as Yashir Moshe. Then Moses will sing, is different than Shir HaShirim. Because when Shir HaShirim is Malchut, שנקראת Kodesh, is Malchut that we call it holy, like the upper wisdom. בעת ההיא, נאמר ותערב חוכמת שלמה, כי בעת ההיא דענו בגמר התיקון נאמר ומלא הארץ דעת השם קורלה. When it says that the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo the King, was tremendous and it keep growing, it doesn't talk just about Shlomo, it talk about in the end of the tikkun, everybody will be wise. Because it's written in the Zohar in a different location that in the end of time, before the Messiah will come, before the resurrection of the dead will take a place, it will be such a great time. It will be such a great time that everybody will be full of knowledge. It's actually already started. Now, Pirush, now Rav Branfman going into commentary. Shir veshira. The difference between the word shira or shir. The difference here, who son amshachat amochin da'arat ha'chukma. When we talk about singing, you are drawing a light called light of wisdom. Amidgalim b'malchut. What is the place the light of wisdom can be revealed itself? Not before the tzimtzum in malchut. Because malchut is the only one with p'china dalet, with the fourth force to draw light. And what is the strongest light? Light of wisdom. V'tikun mevayir afchen sheben shir ube'az. Said to us, Rabbi Brandwein, that the tikunim is helping us to understand the difference between the word shir, like shir ha'shirim, or az. אז ישיר משה. There is a big difference. דיינו, המוחין דגדלות שנתגלו בכל הזמנים בשתה אלפי שנה, שנעשה איכות בנהווי אדוני שהוא סוד אז. All the connection, all the misery and overcome the misery, all the mitzvot and all the goodness and all the charity we did, all of those things that was revealed in 6,000 years, because the end of everything has to be end up in 6,000, שנעשה איכות בנהווי אדוני, when we are talking about the connection between Yud Kei Vav Kei Tetzer Gimel and to Adonai, as I say, which is 91, we call that combination as Leben Shir Stam, different than just say song. Shir Shirim, it's a song. As Yashir is as. Venodah Shechma Nikret Kodesh, Umalchut Nikret Ruach Kodesh. We know that wisdom, we call it holiness, Kodesh. And when we talk about holiness and Malchut together, we call it Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? Ruach HaKodesh. So again, Chochma, Kodesh, Malchut, Nikret, Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? Klomar, Ruach Ayinu Vav Ktzavot Mikodesh Shelemala. Why is Malchut called Ruach HaKodesh? Because what is Malchut? Is the Ruach. Ruach means spirit or wind. Wind that comes out of your mouth when you talk. But that wind is deliver everything that comes from above, which is Zeher and Pin, which is Vav Ktzavot, sixth level, that does bringing it from Chokmah. All the way from Chokmah, it's called Ruach HaKodesh. Or Lashon HaKodesh. Or when you speak, you say Lashon HaKodesh, the holy tongue. המדבר ומגלה את הקודש, meaning your tongue supposed to reveal the holiness. וזה אמרו, והאי שיר באז. דיינו, ייחוד שממשיך הערת חוכמה, סליק בפומה שהוא מלכות. So, the secret here, between the difference between song, שיר, to the word אז, in אז ישיר, is הייחוד הממשיך הערת חוכמה, סליק בפומה, שהוא מלכות, ומקבלת רוח מן הקודש. When a person sing, regular song, when a person relate to the Shir HaShirim, which is King Solomon, or the person relate to Az Yashir, that relate to Moshe Rabbeinu, or to the Israelite when they crossed the Red Sea, we are drawing light, that called light of wisdom, and when it's come to the mouth, which is Malchut, I'm mekabelet Ruach, Mina Kodesh, meaning the mouth would sing it, is receiving Ruach, spirit, from the holiness, which is Chokmah, אבל שיר יהיו ודאי חוכמת שלמה, וכו'. דיינו, ג' הראשון, לא דוגמה נקרא עם קודש ממש, כי משה תיקן הזיווג דבר פסבות דאב, ושלמה תיקן זיווג דגר. What's the difference between two of them? משה רבנו was busy correcting the connection in the level of Ayin Bet. But זיווג, it's called זיווג דבר פסבות דאב. You're taking the system of אב, and within Av there is Vav Ktzavot, what we call Zeher Anpin, and Moshe Rabbeinu correct that level. Shlomo tiken Zivug Degar. But Shlomo was correcting something very high. It's Gimel Rishonot, Keter Chokma Bina. Okay? It doesn't say if it's Keter Chokma Bina of Zeher Anpin or Chokma. It says just tiken Zivug Degar. Tachizi, Zivugah Delela lo yachlit lomo netakla. Lebgin Deshukha Zivugah Letata mekadma Dina. מעניין זווגה, דה משה. אבל כן זה לא היה זווגה בשלמה מבחינת גר דה גר. Here, now we explain it. So in the time of שלמה המלך, the connection that שלמה המלך was able to accomplish was not גר of גר. It wasn't קדר חוכמה בינה of קדר חוכמה בינה. ממש. כי אז לא היה שום אומה ולשון יכולים לשלוט בנו. Because at that time of King Solomon was no nation who could control the Israelite. That's what the temple was at that time. שהוא סוד מדרגה זין, שהיא היות בית מלאכים, שהם זין וזכר ונקבה משתתפים פנים בפנים בקדר אחד. Because it said that the moon and the sun was not finding at that time. It was complete. אלא זיווג היה בסוד וף קצוות דגר. So now we explain it. So when you say the גר of שיר השירים, yes, it's in גר. But it's וף קצוות of גר. It's the six levels of גר. Not the גר of גר. וכתרו של זער אנפין היה גדול מכתרה של מלכות. And the crown of זער אנפין was greater than the crown of מלכות. Like the sun is greater than the moon. Even the time of creation, the moon is the one who drew the light of wisdom, which is greater, which I explained before, compared to the Zeher Anpin, which is smaller, which is only the order chasadim. לעתיד לבוא יהיה מלא הארץ דעה את השם. But in the future, is everything will be complete, והיינו הזיווג דגר ממש. When the Messiah will come, it will be actually a connection in the level of גימל הראשונות, כתר חוכמה בינה. וכתר זה אנפין וכתר מלכות יהיו בקומה שווה. And then the two כתרים will be complete. So what is truly the difference between us, Yashir Moshe, what level is that? That we're going to learn next time.